Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. Today, it is just me, but not really, because I'm joined by the happiest happy couple I think I've ever seen in my life, Brandon and Serene. Oh my gosh, welcome to the show, you guys. It's so great to see you guys again. Jared and I had absolutely no doubts that you were going to live happily ever after and be the couple that had smooth sailing the entire way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you. We're excited.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's so good to see you again.
Oh, it's so good to see you. We have been telling everybody how like genuinely sweet as pie you two are. It's like there's not like any sort of, there's like no negativity around you ever. And I can go on and on about just the bliss that is around you. Now let's kind of go. What's funny is that like usually we like to like dive into salacious stuff, but like with you guys, there is absolutely no salacious stuff. So I just want to like go like time by time throughout Paradise and talk about like the happiest moments and like the biggest like heart flutters and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the time you guys both first laid eyes on each other. Who was down there first? Wasn't it? It was Serene, right?
Yeah. So
you're the first girl, right?
Yeah, I was the first girl, and honestly, I was down there for, like, hours before anyone, like, pulled me to talk, like, romantic.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so it was, like, probably, like, 5 or 6 p.m. by the time someone had pulled me to talk, and I was there that morning. And so when I went into the show, I was thinking, like, I just really need someone intentional that is going to show me that they have interest in me, because usually it feels like I have more interest in people than they have in me. And so I just wanted someone to really, like, show me that they were interested. And then this guy
What's up? Comes down
and is like, you, I want to talk to you.
Oh, that's so sweet. So, Brandon, was Serene on your list of ladies you wanted to see in Paradise?
Oh, most definitely. The funny part was, like, I kept seeing people go by, like, down to the beach. And I'm like, yo, like, once I get down there, like, everyone's talking to everyone. Everyone's probably coupled up. Like, I have to go just, like, I have to bolt to the people who are on my list. Like, I got to talk to you. I got to talk to you. I got to talk to you. And, so a little liquid courage, and I came down the beach. I was like, okay, I'm not wasting any time. Like, hey, let's go talk.
He was like, almost like the last one, though. Like, yeah. And he was someone that I was like, okay, like, really want to meet him. And so it was just really tough sitting there all day, and then, like, no one's talking to me. And then you just came right up.
And then what I'm being told is like, oh, yeah, everyone's making connections already. Everyone's talking to me. I'm like, all right, thanks, Jesse. I appreciate you.
So when you saw her in real life, did you have a love at first sight moment?
Oh, she was way more gorgeous in person than, you know, what I saw on TV. So, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I just fumbled my words. I went, you know, back to my old self. I just got super corny, and then somehow it worked.
Serene, you talked in the past episode about how you felt he was intentional. And for you, it was always like a serious interest, but maybe not like love. And you said that it grew with time, which I know Brandon saw as a compliment, and I know you meant as a compliment. But how does that kind of love differ from the past kinds of love you've had?
Yeah, I think with Brandon, early on, we had a lot of the serious talks to see, like, are we even compatible? Like, do we want the same things in life? Obviously, we were attracted to each other, and, you know, that came super naturally. But for me, what really stood out was him opening his heart to me after kind of going through something super tough. Like, I wanted someone that would be open with me, and I've tried really hard to remain open after, you know, any failed relationship. And so for me, it felt like we were coming from a place of understanding with each other. And like I said, he was just so intentional with every little thing. Like, every little opportunity he could show me that he cared, he did. And, you know, all the other stuff is there too. But for me, that's what was different. And that's what made it more of a gradual thing, because it just felt like every day there was a little bit more.
Aw, Brandon, you're also so emotional, and I can't get over how sweet that is. How did all your friends and family, would they think about you crying on TV out of love so much?
Roasted, like, because I'm not like that. But I just
really, like, my dream is that, like, you get that emotional and passionate about everything. But also, maybe no, maybe I want you to, like, reserve that for the love of your life.
Yeah, he's someone special for that. And then never like say the date that we went on when I teared up because I saw her. Like, I've never.
Ugh. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
It's just like this show is capturing all those moments. It's like, yeah, bro.
See, but that's perfect for me, though, because I've always, like, had people try to play it so cool. And so the fact that, like, you wear your heart on your sleeve and I always know what you're feeling.
Oh, it's because I know I'm not cool. And I just hope for the best.
You're, like, the perfect combination of cool and uncool. If that makes any sense. That's a huge compliment. You have swag. That's the thing. You have swag, but you're also uncool. But which I'm is just, the perfect guy.
Yeah, it's like swag, but dorky as hell. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to know the two moments. Serene, when was the moment that you were like, if this guy gets down on one knee, I'm saying yes?
Oh, gosh. It's so hard to think of an exact moment. Like, it really is. Just because everything was so gradual. And we had those serious talks, like, very early on. Like, what are you here for? Like, no one wanted to leave the other person on. I don't know. Maybe, I think for me, maybe in like my, like in the moment whenever we came back from the beach or from the Vedanta, when we were split up, we had already said we were falling in love. And so we were both super frustrated and we're like, oh, this is kind of wasting our time. Like, we have a lot to talk about still. And want to just like continue the growth that we've had. And so I don't think that you like fully see it on the show, but like the embrace was like crazy. And he like,
It was adorable.
He like runs me down to the water and he's like, did you go on any dates? And I was like, no, did you? And he was like, I love you.
Oh,
so, it was just like in that moment where like we reconnected. And I mean, we both were secure in our relationship, but in that moment, like, there was a lot more to the conversation than we got to see. And so I think maybe for me it felt like a movie. The waves are crashing in the background. We were like half in the water. It was so cool.
They cut it all out, but it was like I was laughing and I was holding her and we were laughing together and I was like, oh, I miss you. She's like, I miss you too. And I was like, wait, did you go on any dates? She's like, no, did you? I was like, no, I love you. And
you see other people.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, you guys, that's adorable. Brandon, when did you know that you were going to propose?
When she drew exactly what ring she wanted on a napkin and said, if you see Neil, let him know this is
OMG.
So that was kind of like I get the hint now.
At what point was that?
Oh, that was after the Vedanta.
That was after the split.
After the split.
Okay.
So we all got together and she just like, we were eating breakfast.
There really wasn't that much time left when that happened.
Yeah. And she was like, she came up with a napkin and she drew like a, it was like from the left side, from
like,
the right side.
This is what an butt looks like.
Yeah. And you got what you wanted.
I did.
Perfect. Gorgeous. Well, Brandon, that's when you knew that she was going to say yes. But when were you like, I got to marry this woman?
Oh, when I got to marry this woman?
Yeah.
When I saw her coming from the date, like I teared up. I was like, oh, I got to marry this woman.
Oh.
There's no way.
My heart. You guys are seriously so sweet. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean. So it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
So we all saw your engagement coming for real, you know, like it was like the least surprising thing of all Bachelor Nation, like history, basically. And I have to say, I'm not sure that I've ever seen a couple that I felt so strong was going to not only get engaged, but to be absolutely fine in real life than you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just like, this is the day we're like free. We can go out to dinner together. We can like go walk in the park together. Like, we've been waiting
for
this
moment. That's the stuff we want to do. We want to walk down the street together.
So today's the first day you get to do that. What are the plans?
Step outside. Literally, step outside. Like, we'll just see where the day goes.
Yeah, we're going to go on a date. We're gonna go to dinner together.
Yeah, like, walk in the... I don't know.
I don't know. We're just so excited to just be in public together.
Go to the beach, boogie board. I don't know. Anything.
Aww. Okay, after your engagement... Jesse walks up with a book and I go, oh God, they're going to try to make them get married right now. No, don't do this. As much as I want to see them get married, I want them to enjoy an engagement period. And I want these two to have their family and friends at their wedding. This is so unfair. Don't pressure them into this. Did you have any thought that you might do it? Or were you just like, oh, heck no. Like, I know, Brandon, you mentioned that you called your mom and she said, I'll kill you if you do this. Did you call her in the moment? Or were you like, guess what funny thing they wanted us to do?
It was we both were like, yeah, we want to get married, but like, we're not getting married with you.
Yeah, we're not getting married without our parents.
Like,
there.
It's like, Jesse, I love you, but you're not my pops. You're not my mom. Like, I need my brother. Her family. And then, yeah, I called my mom. I was like, guess what? They just asked. And I was like, Jesse came down with an ordained book. Like, I was like, think about me getting married right now. And she's like, I'll kill you.
The boom boom room wasn't really used by anyone else this year besides Jared and I, which makes me feel incredibly awkward. But Bachelor Data, the Instagram account, has tracked this. And there's been no airing of boom boom room use. Did you guys go to the Boom Boom Room?
No.
Nobody did.
Did you really? And why is that with your cast? Because usually it's very frequently used.
People wanted love. Like,
I think it was like very daunting, and people were afraid of like how it would like shift things in the relationship, or maybe how it would look. I think for like the whole cast, I think most people really just wanted to focus on the important stuff, like. Just like really getting to know each other and also not wanting to like add something else to the equation. I don't know. I can't really speak for other people.
Yeah. But. I think it was like also people, we were the most certain. I think people were so uncertain to where like, yeah, I'll do it. But then does that halt my chances if someone else were to come down those steps?
Yeah.
But triangle, would I get in? Would I be in a deeper triangle? I don't know.
I think too, we saw a lot of like sticky situations in season 7 that came.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe people were like,
yes, that way.
Hands off.
yeah, definitely last season. It was a point of complication for sure. Okay, now I got to ask you about the other couples. What do you make of the whole Johnny and Victoria situation? How awkward was it to watch that showdown at the reunion?
We actually didn't see it.
No, you didn't.
It kept us away.
Well, you're aware of it.
Yeah, we're close to them. I think ultimately we just want them both to be happy. And if they're happier separately, like we just, it is literally coincidence that I was closest with Victoria on the beach. And then he was closest with Johnny and we happened
really?
To be couples. So I think just both of us looking at our friends and seeing like, okay, like if you're deciding this isn't working for you, then, you know, we want you to be happy.
We just want them happy. I don't think Greg should have been there. I think it should have just been them two.
Yeah.
Working it out. But other than that, yeah, we just want them happy. We love them both. So.
Yeah. What did you feel specifically about Greg being there?
I think he's a great guy and everything. Awesome guy. But I just think it was like a moment for them to like kind of hash stuff out. I don't think he needed to be there necessarily. You know, I can't speak on it. Maybe Victoria needed support or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm
sure that's what it was.
So, but I just think, you know, in that moment, you know, if it were you and you had a new guy and I was there, it would kind of hurt me even more than what I'm going through. So, yeah. I'm just both of them.
For sure. It's a dagger.
Yeah.
When you guys sat down at that dinner with Victoria and Johnny before Fantasy Suites, Did you feel like they were ready for engagement? Did you feel like they were on the same level as you guys?
I thought that they were ready at the time. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think, you know, they had some more stuff to work out.
There was a lot we didn't know about, like, during that time.
Like what?
Just, like, any like, uncertainty. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh, Johnny's, like, head over heels for her. He's going to propose. Like, I didn't know that there was any, like, you know, you kind of see in his interviews, he's like, I don't know. This is a big commitment. I know what she wants, but, like, am I ready for it? Like, is it something that, you know, anyone's ever ready for? Like, do people just, you know, so you, like, watch these thoughts play out in his interview and, you know, it kind of, like, makes a little more sense now, but I think at the time we thought that they were ready and, you know, we spent time with them. That was really cool. We got to spend time with them like as a couple too after that. And we thought, you know, we're going to be hanging out for years.
Yeah.
Aww.
But I thought they were ready. And plus she was changing Johnny for the best. Like, cause I hung out with Johnny a lot and he was like, I don't want to go home without her. I was like, you don't have to. You
know what Aww. I mean? So sad. Let's talk about Rodney and Eliza. Everybody was so distraught about that breakup. And then it looked like Eliza kind of wanted to get back with him at the reunion. I personally was glad that he was like, I wish you the best, which is kind of like a passive aggressive phrase that was tossed around a lot this season. What's your take?
I think, first of all, I didn't even cry during my own breakup on Bachelor. And I cried like when all this happened, I was like, like, we all just love Rodney so much. So that was hard to watch. I think ultimately we understood from the start, like, everyone has a choice. I think what made it so heart-wrenching is that he thought he was in the clear, like he had the rose and thought we can move on from this, like, today's a new day, and that's all he was talking about all day long. So to just like watch that happen was really tough. That's part of the reunion I wish I got to see.
I think it's messy. I think Rodney did an amazing job standing his ground.
Yeah,
I think it's messy. I don't think, hey, you leave Rodney, go to Justin ended up not wanting to be with you, then you try to come back to Rodney. I think it's messy. I think at that point you need to sit down, you know, work stuff out, heal yourself, and then, you know, that person will ride. And I think that's what Rodney's doing, so.
Yeah.
He's doing great. He's healing. We love him.
All right, the final question that I want to ask you about is Tyler and Brittany. I loved Brittany when I was there. Really, like, felt a kinship to her. And something just seems to be missing from the explanation of her breakup with Tyler. You guys have any insight?
I think maybe it's just that they live in different places and have different lives. Like, it's one of those things where, you know, it was great in theory, but then you get to the real world and there are all these obstacles that you have to overcome as a couple.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Please go enjoy Newlywed. Yeah, I'm going to call it Newlywed Bliss. All right. That's what it feels like. So, newly released from the Bachelor Vault Bliss. And who's having Thanksgiving with who?
We're going to OKC.
Yeah, he's going to my family.
Okay, nice. All right, well, I hope you have the most magical Thanksgiving and family time, and you guys just live it up.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we're so, so thrilled for you.
You have a good Thanksgiving, too.
Okay, we will.
Tell Jared I miss him, too.
Oh, we will. I'll tell him. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.